Acceptance. Husbands and wives need to truly accept their mates just as they are, and not condition their acceptance on their spouses becoming as they would like them to be. One problem plaguing many marriages occurs when one spouse tries to change or improve his or her mate. Even if the intention in doing this is positive, the outcome is almost always disastrous. If we truly feel we have a best friend in our spouse, we're usually more willing to listen to his or her feedback about our attitudes and behaviors. We don't become easily offended when input is offered with the love and the kindness of a sensitive friend. After all, best friends should be able to both give and receive constructive criticism from one another. A time-tested piece of advice often given to couples during their courtship may be useful for couples already married. Keep your eyes wide open before marriage and half closed afterwards. In other words, the prime time to carefully scrutinize and evaluate a potential marriage partner is before making the decision to marry him or her. Once that decision has been made, what's called for is a high level of tolerance and patience. Every person has numerous flaws and shortcomings, and the longer we are married to someone, the more aware of these we become. The truth is, if we primarily were to evaluate our spouses based on their personal weaknesses, every married person alive would find numerous reasons to end their marriage. But if we want to sincerely care for our partners, we need to frequently remind ourselves and them that we accept them just as they are.
Throughout my life, I've had numerous opportunities to be around my father as he interacted with others, both professionally and socially. He has always been extremely gregarious and frequently took the initiative to give unsolicited advice to almost anybody in a rather lighthearted, good-natured way. This came quite naturally, as his profession was a motivational speaker and psychologist. The one piece of advice which he gave most often, I'm certain I heard him say this hundreds of times, was this: be kind to your wife. At the time, particularly when I was a teenager, I remember thinking this was rather presumptuous of him to be telling others what to do in their marriages. Yet, as I've reflected on this during my adult years, I've come to the conclusion that this simple counsel to be kind to our mates is perhaps one of the single most important reminders every marriage partner needs. What better way is there to show that we truly care for our beloved wife or husband than to treat her or him with kindness?
Obviously, there are some qualities or behaviors in our mates that we do not want to accept, which need to change in order for us to feel satisfied with our marriage. Nevertheless, it's important to recognize that for a spouse to even want to change, he or she needs to feel that, overall, we accept them for who they are. As individuals, we should always improve ourselves and work to overcome our bad habits. This is easier to do with the support and love of our best friends. Chapter 5, Confront, and Chapter 6, Resolve, cover the principles and practices couples can apply to help achieve change in their relationships.